All right. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing on this beautiful Sunday morning? Well, welcome to Replicate Church. If you would stand and worship with me, if you are able.
Seated for just a quick moment as we do some welcome announcements. Welcome to Replicate Church. Dr. Waters and your wife, welcome. Thank you. And I was told there are some newcomers here today. I hope you feel welcome and loved. We're truly happy that you're with us today. And I tell you, about a year ago, my wife and I started coming to Replicate, and that's one of the things we truly loved about Replicate Church are all the folks, the men and women that are there at the door to welcome you and invite you into this family, into this body of Christ. So with that being said, please visit the Next Steps table. We've got some small groups that meet throughout the week, so hopefully you'll find one that may fit your schedule so that you can get connected and continue to grow with the family that we have here. Also, if you look at the bulletin, there's a tab there where you can fill out your information and let us know how we can serve you. Just feel free to drop that in the giving box on the table in the back. And with that, you know, we have to, with the giving box, that's only one of many ways that you can help to tithe or give any offerings. It's also, you can do it online. Take a look at the Replicate Facebook page and our website. There's ways you can automate it as well. But with that, I just need really pray that everyone knows that, you know, it's through your generosity, the only way that we can do what we do and that we can glorify God and really magnify his teachings throughout this community and in this church. With that being said, let's go ahead and pray for over our tithes and offerings together. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thankful hearts, grateful for your abundant blessings. As we bring our tithes and offerings today, we ask that you bless and multiply them for the work of your kingdom. May these gifts be used wisely to spread your love and grace in our community and beyond. Lord, bless each family here today and their households. May they experience your provision and blessings in every area of their lives. We trust in your faithfulness and celebrate your goodness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right. Well, let's continue to give the Lord praise and thanks and proceed with worship. All right, brother.
He met me at my lowest form. He saw me at my very worst. When I expected disappointment, love was all I heard. My sin was deep, your grace was deeper. My shame was wide, your arms were wider. My guilt was great, your love was greater still. Cry. sin was deep, your grace was deeper. My sin was wide, your arms were wider, and my guilt was great, your love was greater still.
There's one thing I
to faith. I still got a reason to faith. Still got a reason to
All right, you guys can have a seat. Thanks. Well, good morning and welcome to Replicate again. My name is Sean Bice. I serve as the ministry leader for our Celebrate Recovery program. And if you're new with us, we have a practice before our sermon and time of preaching that we like to pause for some prayer together. And we choose a passage of scripture to kind of guide us through that. And so this morning, I'm going to read from Psalm 100. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Would you guys join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, today we're reminded that it's only because of you that we can know what joy is. Lord, would you guide us once again to that place where we're reminded of the great gift that we have in knowing your Son Jesus and his work for us? Lord, whether it's through our serving, whether it's through our singing, would you bring other people to know your joy as well through the testimony of our lives and this church here? Lord, we want to give you thanks for being our creator. We want to thank you that you know us, that you made us, and that we belong to you. Lord, we thank you for your provision and guidance as our shepherd leading us. Father, we thank you once again for your goodness, for your steadfast love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that we see your faithfulness and that generations that came before us, we see it in our own lives now. Lord, we want to see your faithfulness continue, and we trust that it will. Lord, I ask that our hearts would be sensitive now to your word and the movement of your spirit. Would you guide our steps and our response to you? Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you haven't noticed yet, Pastor Jared and Tammy aren't here with us today. So if you think of it, please be praying for them as they travel home, that they would feel rested and refreshed from some time away this weekend. So with us today to preach is Jim Waters, and Jim actually leads our local association, And if you've been in our membership classes, you know that Replicate is a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. And as a whole, that body of churches does a lot of great things together. And so Jim leads that on a local level here. He comes to us local to this area with his wife, Rhonda. Thank you guys for being here. He comes to us having been a pastor for many years in this area, and now, as of last year, leading the association. Just a brief note on that, that it is through that we were able to find a place for our Celebrate Recovery ministry to meet. So that's just one example of the ways that we've been helped with them. So come on up, Jim. Thank you for being here today.
I thought, if I turn this on in front of the speaker, it's going to make a noise. And it did. It did. So, am I still vibrating? Here we go. Hey, first off, I hope you do understand this is Pastor Appreciation Month. So, let me tell you, as a pastor, it meant the world that people would just, hey, give me a card and tell me what it meant for them to, again, for me to be their pastor. So, I hope you're doing that. Writing cards, sending emails. Hey, Jared, Tammy, I so appreciate you, what you're doing in our journey. And I know they had an anniversary weekend this weekend, and he called me a couple of weeks ago. He's like, Jim, any chance you can come? I said, I'd be honored and pleasure to do that. So, again, my name's Jim Waters, and I know a lot of people here, but a lot of people I don't know. You're new faces. So I want to give you just a brief kind of bio. I grew up here in Milton. I had the pleasure. I was talking to Jared here. He's like, I finally found it, you know. And but I had the pleasure to grow up in Milton. Graduated from Milton in 1988. And I told people I was out at football, but I played baseball. You get it? You know, I was out at the football team, but again, hey, I played baseball. Good stuff. But hey, I wanted to go to the University of Alabama. Anybody a Roll Tide here? But what happened, and it's a sad day, but what happened, scholarship said you go to Florida, and I'm so glad I went to Florida, got an engineering degree from there, because there I met, and I'll go ahead and throw the next slide up, my bride. And if you see the slide up there, it's my family, and I'm a poor, you see I had to Photoshop somebody in, but and I'm not real good at it, but anyway, let me explain. You see the beautiful lady, I am pleasure to call her my bride of 29 years. She is currently up for sainthood in the Catholic Church for putting up with me, okay? But you keep going. Far left is my oldest son. He has the coolest job known to mankind. He is an FWC officer here in, actually, Escambia County. Incredible stuff. And the guy on the far right is my middle son. His name is Nate. He's down at the University of Florida. A good athlete in high school. And I always prayed he would be on Florida field. I was just not specific enough because he is on Florida field. He's a UF cheerleader. And again, incredible kid, a lot of cool stuff. Now, the newest member of the Waters family is in the middle. You see the guy with the red shirt? We adopted a bouncing baby 17-year-old, and he turned 18 yesterday. And man, incredible kid, again, a senior at Milton High School. But let me show you, I want to show you, the most important person in the family, or I said part of the family, if you'll throw the next slide up. That is Apollo, our King Charles Cavalier Spaniel, and that was him helping mommy do clothes, you know, good stuff. So, let's get after it. Guys, we're kind of at the tail end of hurricane season. And I want you to imagine when that hurricane's kind of rolling in, kind of the darkness, you know, it can be 12 o'clock in the day, and it still be pitch black dark. You don't see anything. And there's kind of eerie feelings. There's kind of the impending, what's going to happen? How long now are we going to be without power? Could it be a week, 2 weeks? You know, we've had all those feelings. You know, this darkness, I think, kind of describes the current state of our world, doesn't it? You know, think about it politically. How many people have turned off news lately? You know, again, it's scary watching stuff. Economically, morally, oh my word. Again, we could go on and on. Our world, there's a lot of darkness. But on the other side of this thing, I want you to think about going out on a clear night when the moon seems to be this big And literally, you don't need lights because, again, everything's kind of just lit up. You know, I can vividly remember 4th of July this year. We're up in Andalusia, and we're shooting fireworks off. And my wife and the kids are laying in the back of our truck, and they're looking up. Fireworks are over. And I'm like, let's go. And they're like, can we just stand here, sit here, and just watch? Because, again, it was just beautiful. But again, the way was illumined. You know, today we're going to go to Philippians 2. If you have your Bibles, you can go there. And kind of just with that in mind, you know, I want us to think about literally shining. And so the context of Philippians 2 is, you know, Paul probably wrote this from jail. And it kind of gives me encouragement that in some of our toughest times, because I'm telling you, jail back in those times, it was not for the faint of heart. And so, but Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament during those challenging times. Now watch this. Those challenging times they made an impact into eternity. And guys, what's kind of encouraging, sometimes our challenging times also, because God works in those times, can make impacts into eternity. But Philippians 2, again, the context, mind of Christ, if you want to, we're not going to get there today, but if you want to know what, again, how we can align our heart and mind with Christ, that's the first 11 verses. We're going to pick up in verse 12. Here we go, verse 12. It says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you in both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have just to dig in your word today. Lord, I pray that you would give us perspectives, Lord God, unto eternity. Lord, that you would give us perspectives to maybe change our heart. Lord, change our thinking. And today, may we walk out of here just being doers of your word, not just hearers. So, Lord, I pray very simply that you would take my mind, Lord, my words. Again, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation of my heart be holy, be acceptable to you in these days, Lord God. So bring glory to yourself. Get me out of the way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Guys, today is very simply a challenge to the church. And I want you to first off know what you're doing here at Replicate is serious work. It's serious work. You see, it says, hey, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. You know, you need to know eternity is at stake with what we're doing here at Replicate. People in East Milton, our surrounding communities, need to hear the gospel. Let me give you a statistic. 655 people every day die in the state of Florida. 655 people go into an eternity. Now, they either go into an eternity with the Father or eternally separated from the Father. Now, when you hear that fact, does it go in this ear and out the other? Does it go in this ear and find a place in that little fleshy stuff between the ears? Does it find a place to sit? Because if it did, it would affect how we do life. You know, you think about it. If Jesus were to come back this morning, first off, how many people would be left in the chairs in here? Because, you know, maybe you've played church for a while. Maybe you're kind of, well, I don't know. I like my life, and Jesus is going to call me to do something different. Hey, I promise you, he's not going to ask you to give anything up that you don't need to give up. I promise you. But how many people will be left here? But also, how many of us have family, friends, that they've never said, hey, Jesus, I want you to be Lord and Savior. And if Jesus came back today, guess what? When they got to before the Father, they'd be like, Jim, why didn't you ever tell me? Jim, you were a pastor. Jim, you were this. Why didn't you ever call and say, let's go grab coffee? Why didn't you send me an email, man? I just got to tell you, I'm concerned for your eternal soul. I tell you, I had a roommate at Florida. Not a roommate. He was just a real good friend. And we were close. And I'll never forget, one day he's like, "Jim, you've met my roommate." I'm like, "Yeah. How's he doing?" He's like, "Jim, he was in Alabama this weekend. On the way back, he had a car crash and he died." I'm like, "Kyle, that's tragic. That's terrible." He said, "Jim, here's what gets me. The Lord has been on me for a couple of months to share my faith with this guy. Jim, I never did. Guys, understand the seriousness of the task here at Replicate. Again, eternity is at stake. Let's always remember that. Guys, you think about it. If you're going away never to see somebody ever again, and you got just a few minutes to say something to them, what are you going to say? You're going to tell them what's most important in your life. Guys, when Christ was leaving, again, transcending to the Father, what did he say? Matthew 28. "Hey, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Hey, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Guys, let's make sure we understand this is serious work. Let's get after it. It goes on, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." Guys, the first thing I want to tell you here, allow God to work in your will, your want, or the things you desire. You know, here's the deal. If I'm over here and I know God wants me there, and again, hey, God, move me. I tell you, one thing I've been saying in my heart and life the last year or so with some different things, I'm like, "Lord, I know I'm here and I know you want me here. God," and this is kind of violent, "God, you got to choke me out. Choke me out. Hey, again, I'm comfortable right here. I don't want to be there. But God, if you want me there, hey, put me there." A beautiful picture of what God is doing over in Jeremiah 18. He said, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. There I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." So you get the picture. We've seen the imageries of a potter. Again, he's kind of the wheels rotating, and he's kind of molding and making. Guys, I want to tell you, how many people like to be molded? Raise your hand high. Nobody. It stinks. It's very uncomfortable. But let me tell you how it plays out in my life. When he's molding and making me, guys, I want to jump off the potter's wheel. Josh, I'm telling you, I don't like to be, I want to jump off. And so this, hey, how many people have preached a sermon before? Raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody is fixing to get to preach a sermon. I want you to look at your neighbor. Get your finger out, and after today, everybody can say you preached one sermon. Get your finger out. Hey, let me see it. Finger, show me your finger. Point to your neighbor and say, "Stay on the wheel." Hey, I don't have anywhere to be till 4 o'clock tonight. Okay? So, y'all can get enthusiastic, or we can be here a while. So, with enthusiasm, point to your neighbor and say, "Stay on the wheel." Much better. Because let me tell you, Socrates says to know thyself. And let me tell you what I know. I like comfort. I do. But look at your neighbor and say, "This is not what God called me to." Man, y'all are killing me. This is not what God has called me to. Much better. Nowhere in Scripture are you going to find, "Be ye comfortable as I am comfortable." It's not in there. It does say, "Be holy as I am holy." Guys, that's tough. want to encourage you, stay on the potter's wheel today. A simple prayer. Lord, today, I know you're molding and making me. Man, help me to stay on the potter's wheel. You know, remember the song we used to sing as a kid? He's still working on me to make me what I need to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and the Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. Hey, before we move on, I want to tell you some encouragement. Guys, what he starts, he finishes. He starts, he finishes. Guys, we know Philippians, hey, being confident. Hey, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So we see what we've been called to. It's serious work. Hey, God's working in our life to conform our will, our want, or our desires to him. That's the third thing. Allow God to work through you for his good pleasure. Again, through you. A verse we're quick to quote all the time as we're sharing our faith. It's, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Again, we can't do enough works, but lest anyone should boast. But we stop there. But it gets real fun after that. Listen, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is my belief. Before the creation of time, I truly believe that God prepared works for Replicate Church to do. I truly believe before the creation of time, the living God prepared works for you. Insert your name there. Now, what does that look like? Hey, it might be at Winn-Dixie this week sharing with somebody taking your order. It might be at Roadhouse today if you go to lunch. It might be at your work. But God, before time, the living God, I believe, prepared works for you to do. And Scripture says, go walk in them. Go walk in them. I tell you, those works, many times, guess what? They happen outside these four walls. Last time I was here, I guess it was did y'all just celebrate 3 years recently, Sean? Right? 4 years. Okay, I was here for the four-year anniversary. And I remember him, Jared, talking about y'all had just done, y'all just cooked a bunch of pork and given it away in East Milton. Hey, guess what? That's awesome. That is awesome. That's getting outside the four walls. That's being missional, trying to reach people with the gospel, not with just, hey, I'm standing on the street corner with my Bible going, you're going to hell. No, that's not it. Again, we're going and meeting people where they are, meeting their needs, in hopes that, again, they will come and be a part of our Christian community here at Replicate. I tell you, East Side, right over here, Jim Liberace, right down the road, it's so neat. It's so neat. Hey, this spring, they did a block party. It's a senior adult church, but they're like, we want to reach our community. So they got the block party trailer from, again, Santa Rosa Baptist in Pensacola Bay. We partnership, and we have a block party trailer. They brought this block party trailer right off Ward Basin Road. They said, they went and door to door, said, we're going to have hot dogs and stuff. They had 50 people from the community come and just participate. Hey, that's what it looks like to, again, God's prepared works, and you go get after it. So we see what we've been called to is a serious work. We're allowing God to conform our will to his. We allow God to work through our life. Now, okay, we don't have pews, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Get your belt, kind of strap it up a little. It's fixing to get real. It is. It's fixing to get real. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. The first thing, do all things without complaining and disputing. Because it is easy to have opinions on how to do things. Man, I think we should be doing this as a church. I think we need to go build a bigger, better church. I think we need to be somewhere away from this place. You know, I hate having to set up and tear down each week. Hey, I think Brother Matthew, our new worship leader, is awesome, but I think he should sing these songs. You know, again, we all have opinions. But look at your neighbor here, we're preaching another sermon. Say, no, no, no. You got to wake up. No, no, no. Now, raise your right hand. I was never in the Scouts. We're going to pretend we were in the Scouts. Here we go. Repeat after me. I will not allow my opinions to be a stumbling block to what God is doing and replicate. Now, if you had trouble saying that, you might be that stumbling block here at Replicate. And I'm just saying. Now, you might say this, Jim, God has given me the spiritual gift of discernment. If there are 1,000 good things happening and 1 bad thing happening, I can pick the 1 thing out. I'm like, bless your soul. Okay? We need to be celebrating what Jesus is doing instead of nitpicking here and there. Now, here's the deal. I would ask you, if you're that guy or gal, to pray and say, Lord, is this truly a gift of discernment? Or, now watch this, is it a critical spirit? I've seen those guys and gals that, again, they pick the 1 thing out. They've got a critical spirit. They don't have a joyous and rejoicing spirit. Guys, it's vital. It's vital. Now, catch this. Notice what he says. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. How many people want to be there? Blameless, harmless children of God. That's me. I want to be there. Notice he says, if you are a grumbler and a complainer, you're never going to get there. You don't get that. The precursor to getting there is doing all things without complaining and disputing. Again, if you're a complainer and a disputer, guess what? You're disqualified before you ever start the race. You already have been, again, you've messed up before you ever start. You're going, Jim, this is tough stuff. It is. Why? Because you see over in John, listen to this, John 13, 34 through 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Guys, when we're complaining and disputing, what does that look like? Do people come in and when there's complainers, disputers, go, hey, there's a follower of Jesus? No. When people come into this place, they see people at the door loving on each other. They love on you. When they come in here, again, people are loving each other. They go, those are followers of Jesus. Hey, here's a question. When they come to a business meeting, I don't know if y'all have business meetings, can they say the same thing? Can they say, there's a bunch of followers of Jesus? And I tell you, where I got to serve for many years at Friendship, we had a mantra. We said, we're going to treat each other with grace and mercy. Why? Because that's how God treated us. Again, I might not agree with you, but I'm still going to treat you with grace and mercy. And again, we're going to make unity primo, a prime, what we want to do. Let's continue. Guys, it says this, hold fast the word of life. Y'all know what the word of life is, right? It's right here. It's not necessarily a sermon. It's not this. It's the word of God right here. I'm going to give you an illustration of holding fast to the word of God. How many hunters do we have in the building? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? I'm going to teach you something about hunting then, okay? If you look up here to the right, that's called a Baker tree stand. How many people know what a Baker tree stand is? They were called the death traps for many, many moons. Okay, so if you notice, the piece to the left is the hand part of the climber. You pull that up, you push it up. The bottom, the wood platform, has a bungee cord that your boots kind of slip into. You do this, and then you do a pull-up, and you bring the bungee cord and platform up, and you make your way up the tree. Now, these days, people have learned to attach the top and the bottoms, You know why? It's called dumb equity. When you do something dumb and you learn from it. That's what, okay, I'm going to tell you about my experience. Now, back in high school, it's cold one morning. I'm dressed up to the point I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Again, I got stuff like this. I'm walking to the tree with my gun here. Tree stand. Good stuff. So I'm kind of running behind. I get to the tree. I hook everything up. I start up the tree. In haste, I did not put the bungee cord on exactly like I needed to be. So I'm about 20 feet in the air, and I go to jerk my platform up, and you know what happens? The platform comes off of my boots to the bottom. I'm hanging 20 feet in the air, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. There's not a good end to this story. Everybody say, Jim, you have a problem. No, Jim, you have a problem. Thank you, thank you. So I have a choice. I can let go and fall 20 feet, probably break an ankle, stove a backup. Who knows? It's just not going to turn out well. What do I do? Hey, I'm like, I got enough clothes on that I can bear hug this pine tree and slide down. I bear hugged the pine tree and slid down. Okay, here's the deal. I literally was holding on to dear life, knowing if I let go, there's just going to be bad consequences. Because I hope we hold on to this for dear life. Hey, this shows us the way to eternal life. This shows us the bumper rails for an abundant life. It shows us what sin is and things that are going to have extreme bad consequences. Again, we hold on to this for, again, dear life. And he says the end result of this, guys, it says we get to shine as lights in this world. I believe ultimately we get to illumine the way to Jesus in a perverse and crazy generation. I tell you, I recently talked with a young man. He's in a team situation. They're having a lot of just bickering. They're all over each other, this kind of thing. And he goes, you know, Mr. Waters, how do I stay positive when everybody else is doing this? How do I stay positive? I said, you keep your eyes on the Lord. If you don't agree with this, you work as unto the Lord. You don't work unto that knuckleheaded boss, right? You work as unto the Lord. And then, and only then, is your attitude able to change. And I said, what if, again, if there's 70 people just nitpicking at each other, complaining and disputing, if you're the lone guy that's being, hey, we can do this, being the encourager, do you not think you're going to stand out and be an incredible representative for Jesus in that situation? He goes, And it finishes, it says, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Guys, doing what we've talked about, it's tough stuff. Knowing, loving in that environment, allow God to change my will, again, to choke it out. Make it a conscious effort to just not only hold this word, but get in this word and know it, but to hold fast to it. Choosing the kingdom over this world. Guys, these are tough things. But notice it says, hey, that I want to rejoice in the day of Christ, and I don't want to have run or labored in vain. Think about people on earth that have spent all their time working their way up the ladder. They get to the end of their life, and the Lord says, golfers clap. You got what you deserved on earth, because you ain't getting anything here. Because, hey, he says, I don't want to get to a point that I have finished the race and I've labored in vain. How many? Okay, let's just do a thought. How many people don't believe? Again, you would say, Jim, I know I can't take it with me. Raise your hand high. I know I can't take it with me. If you agree with that, raise your hand high. Can't take it with you. You're all wrong. You can't take it with you. He's a heretic. Why would Jesus say, store up your treasures in heaven? Huh? If we can't take it with us. Listen, you can take it with you. You just have to send it ahead. You catch that? You got to send it ahead. How does that? What does that look like? Hey, I tithe. Hey, I give offerings. I do things that are not beneficial to me. God, where in your kingdom are there resources needed? And if I have that resource, I allow that. That's why, again, I believe, hey, you can take it with you. You just got to send it ahead. Now let's get back. Again, so many people, they work. They do all these things for things on this earth. And he says, hey, guys, you're going to get your reward here. Again, you're going to get to a day you labored in vain. I tell you, John Piper, I love him. I listen to him very often, read some of his stuff a lot. But he wrote a book called Don't Waste Your Life. And in that book, he compared and contrasted two couples. And one was not a married couple. It was a missionary and a doctor, a nurse and a doctor. They were serving in Peru. And ultimately, they were in their 80s. And they were coming around the corner on a mountain road, fell off the mountain road, died tragically. They were from his church. He was doing their funeral, and he basically said, y'all think this is tragedy. I submit to you, it's other than that. They died serving the Lord. They died doing exactly what they had been called to do. They ultimately gave their life up in the service of Jesus. That is not tragedy. Let me tell you what I believe tragedy is. He went on to describe a couple who, again, they're like, well, let's retire to Florida. They retired to Florida and they spent their days playing shuffleboard, sailing around on their 30-foot yacht. But what they really loved to do was to walk along the seashore collecting seashells. They just really loved doing that. And John, he says, imagine both of these couples standing before the Lord at judgment. Again, the missionaries, Lord, we didn't have a lot, but what we did have, we served, we did everything we could for you, and the Lord saying, wow, y'all didn't have a lot. Man, y'all used your resources for my glory. Hey, so countless people came to know Jesus, and hey, well done, good and faithful servants, and hey, enter into heaven, here we are. Can't you see that other couple coming before the Lord and, Lord, and the Lord's like, man, I gave you a lot of resources. You could have done so much good, but man, you did this. It was all about you. You played golf three times a week. You did this, you did that. And can't you see the couple? Well, but Lord, here's our seashell collection. And him going, I would say they don't get the well done. They get the, hey, you had your reward on earth. Guys, today, John Piper, he ended that funeral service. He said, hey, guys, I just want to encourage you, don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Make sure you're making eternal impacts on planet earth. Do what you can. Lord, okay, you've called me since the creation of the world for good works. God, I'm going to do everything I can to walk in them. And guys, today, what I say, very simply, is go forth and shine. Go forth and shine. What does that look like? Guys, absolutely understand. Don't be apathetic about what we're doing at Replicate. Hey, it's serious. It's serious work. Don't be apathetic about what God has called you to do, where you're working, where you're playing. Hey, I got a pickleball group. We're playing on Tuesday nights. Man, it's amazing who God brings into that group, and we get to have conversations. Again, wherever you are, I'm having those conversations. Allow God to change. God, I love this, but I know it's not of you. Put me where you need to be. Hey, God, allow God to work out through you in outside these walls. Man, I tell you, I know Jared. I've talked to him. Y'all are doing that. Hey, if you're a grumbler and a complainer, hey, do this. Bite your tongue. I know I want to say something, but I'm going to bite my tongue till it bleeds because I ain't going there. Because, hey, I believe the unity. You know, I did a study one time about the Spirit of God. He inhabits unity. Hey, you start nipping at each other, the Spirit of God goes, I'm out of here. I got somewhere else to go. Hey, preserve unity. You guys, hold fast to this word. And I know y'all lift it up here. Hey, hold fast. Guys, at the end of the journey, I truly believe God's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Hey, today, I don't know where you're at. Maybe you've not even started the journey. Maybe you came, somebody invited you, you've never said, Jesus, hey, I want to be serious about you. I want to know you. I want to know this. The guy up there saying you've ordained these works for me. I have no idea what that looks like, but hey, I'm in. If you want to trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and look at this. It's about being part of the kingdom of God, but every kingdom has a king. You declaring, Jesus, I want you to be king of my life. Not my will, but yours be done. Hey, if that's you today, hey, I'm going to be up here. If you just need to pray about something, hey, I'll pray with you. Matt's going to come up and, man, he's going to lead us kind of in our kind of invitation. I think Jared says our time of reflection. I like to say this, call to action. What have you heard today that you need to act on? The scripture says we can go be hearers and not doers. And that's as if I went into the mirror today, and I'm going to get kind of graphic. I see this big booger hanging down, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing to do. I think I'll just go on about, no, if I see a big booger, I'm going to do everything I can to dig it out, right, and eat it. No, I'm just playing. But now I'm digging it out. Rhonda's shaking her hand. I can't believe you said that. So, but I'll rinse it off and those kind of things. Again, the mirror reflects, hey, this word reflects who I am and what needs to change. Okay? So, hey, again, you've heard the word today. I just pray that you respond. Hey, I'll be here. Again, if you need to accept Jesus or if you just need to pray about something, hey, I'm wide open. Mr. Matthew?
You can light it up.
town won't crumble. Feel the chains hit the ground. Oh God, oh revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken your city. Chains hit the ground. Oh, God, a revival. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. God, a revival. Let hope arise. Death is overcome. God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Feel the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out.
All right, please be seated briefly for just a couple quick announcements. Thank you, Jim. That was great. Thanks for bringing the message today. I don't know where I'd put my bulletin that had all my notes, but that's okay. In the back, we've got a table with a sign-up for some of the different ministries and activities they have going on. Sean Perdue is hosting the men's breakfast on the 9th of November. It's really important if you're interested in coming to sign up so that those who are bringing food have an idea of how many folks to prepare for. Also, the Three Chords Marriage Discipleship Group, they're not going to be meeting in November, but in December they do have a kind of a holiday gathering and a culminating event for this year's ministry. And if you haven't been to any of them, that's perfectly fine. Bring your spouse and come on out and join the group there. Today, Thomas has his ministry, the Narrow Paths Ministry, has an event that he would like to speak to you about.
Yes, for those who don't know me, my name is Thomas Olson. I'm ministry director for Narrow Path Ministries Drug and Alcohol. So today at the Riverwalk, Jernigan's Landing, whatever you want to call it, right behind the old courthouse, Milton High School is having a fall festival. It's their first annual at 2 o'clock. And starting at 6:30, they're going to be showing a movie on a big screen out there. So, you know, children... no matter how old you are, go ahead and come on out and check us out, see what they got going on, and support the school. So,
thanks, Thomas. You know, Thomas always has a lot of announcements because the Narrow Paths Ministry, they stay really busy in this community and always engaged in reaching out with other churches to find ways that they can reach folks that are in need. So thanks, Thomas. The last thing I'd like to share is in the bulletin, there's a QR code, and that's for the Wednesday night youth group for their dinner. So when you scan that QR code, it'll pull up a calendar, and you can see exactly what days that they need. You can see exactly what days that somebody has signed up or that are available so you can bring a meal. There's many ways you can do it. You can speak to Ms. Dietra here. You can buy a gift card, or you can even make a order food, and she'll even pick it up. But it's very there's a few different ways you can contribute there. But that QR code will take you to the calendar. And that's all we have. That concludes the announcements for today. So may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. We'll see you next week.